Biden and Harris said Republicans would dismantle access to affordable health care for millions of Americans if former President Trump returns to the White House and if the GOP retakes the Senate, which could endanger, he said, a decade and a half of progress.
The leadership of President Obama, we made history in the Affordable Care Act. While there are those who want to take us back in time, all of us together are determined to move us forward.
According to polls, Democrats have an advantage over Republicans on the health care issue. Former President Trump on Tuesday took to social media and denied he would undo the Affordable Care Act. He said he would strengthen it and make it better and less expensive. But Biden says the Republican vision for health care is to weaken the ACA and the protections it's offered Americans since it first passed 14 years ago this month.
Just think back before the ACA. A patient with a heart disease, diabetes, or a child with asthma couldn't get coverage. Why? Because the insurance company considered those a pre-existing condition that allowed them to deny coverage.
The event came as the Supreme Court was hearing arguments in a case brought by abortion opponents to limit access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Vice President Harris said the conservative majority court undid Roe v. Wade 2 years ago, and Republican-led states went on the offensive against women's reproductive health choices.
They have proposed and passed laws that criminalize doctors and punish women. Laws that threaten doctors and nurses with prison time, even for life, simply for providing reproductive care. Laws that even make no exception for rape or incest. The result is a health care crisis with real harm.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar told MSNBC today that the Supreme Court's Dobbs ruling has emboldened extremists to attack reproductive health access across the nation.
Whether it's the Alabama IVF ruling, whether it's these cases out of Texas, whether it's the assault on emergency care.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta was among 24 state attorneys general filing an amicus brief supporting the federal government's defense of its regulations allowing widespread access to mifepristone. He told MSNBC that the opponents' arguments that it poses a health risk are completely unfounded.
You know, it's the most common method of abortion in the United States. It's safer than Tylenol. It's safer than a colonoscopy, safer than Viagra, safer than wisdom tooth removal. It's safe.
Trump has not detailed his own health care proposals, but he has campaigned since 2016 on repealing and replacing the ACA. Trump narrowly beat Biden in North Carolina in 2020. Biden has also touted the administration's injections of cash for improving transportation and rural broadband in the state, among other issues. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.